Please check the description to jump to a particular timestamp. What is rental arbitrage? Rental arbitrage is a method similar to house hacking. But unlike house hacking, in rental arbitrage, you don't own the house. Instead, you convince a landlord to lease you a property which you then furnish and sublease on Airbnb. The short-term rent helps you pay for the long-term lease that you have on the house. This helps you keep the difference at the month end after paying for the long-term lease. Let's take an example to help you understand rental arbitrage better. Assume you are renting a duplex in Houston for $1,800 a month. You are living by yourself in one of the sides and you decide to sublease the other on Airbnb. Let's say you listed it for $100 a day and got 80% occupancy. This will bring in approximately $2,600 a month in revenue. Not only will it help you pay off your complete rent, but give you a profit of $800 each month. This in a nutshell is called rental arbitrage. Things to do before getting started. Thing number 1. Legality and regulations in Houston. The Construction and Housing Standards Act regulates construction and standards for the design and maintenance of buildings. This includes regulations on habitability, health, and safety. Other rules. In addition to the above rules, prospective vacation rental owners should also be aware of other rules when considering properties in Houston. Multifamily housing law. This law applies to 3 or more buildings with multiple independent rental units, are classified into managed leases and non-custodial leases. Rent stayed. This arrangement requires the owner to be in the hotel for the entire stay. The length of stay of the hosted lease may be limited, but during this period, guests can enter all areas of the rented unit. Non-accommodation leases. Houston's multifamily housing laws prohibit non-accommodation leases of less than 30 days. The law only applies to A-class residential buildings in the area. Condominium. When considering a condominium, the landlord should verify whether the building is an A-class building. In this case, the multiple dwelling law applies. In addition, the building's homeowners association HUA may have enacted restrictive regulations that make renting space a challenge. Rent-stable buildings. Rent-stable buildings put more restrictions on landlords, especially you can charge the amount of rent. One thing to remember is that it is actually illegal to make a profit on such buildings through vacation rentals. However, since these units generally do not have specific regulations on short-term rentals, there may be no problem. The only problem that the landlord must overcome is whether other people in the building feel uncomfortable with non-residents walking around in the building. Reasons for these laws and regulations. As more and more commercial investors enter the vacation rental business, these laws and regulations are formulated to control the general rental market in the region and make accommodation affordable for locals. The second reason is to help Houston's economic growth by increasing income, not allowing local hotel prices to soar, while local owners can get additional income. Bottom line, Houston has quite a few regulations that need to be scrutinized carefully. If you are found guilty of any violation of the law, the fine will be high. But there is good news. Keeping abreast of local laws regarding short-term leases and other related leases will make it easier for you to move in. If you comply with local laws and regulations, you must have no worries. In the next section, we will be suggesting the 2 best areas to start your rental arbitrage journey in Houston. For specific neighborhoods of these cities and data of different cities, check out Airbtix. Thing number 2. Convince the landlord. As you'll begin your rental arbitrage journey, you'll come to know that this is the hardest part of the whole process. You need to be prepared and well-researched. Good communication skills really come in handy here. Also, one thing to always keep in mind. Never sublease without informing the landlord. There will be a huge number of people coming in and going out when you're sub-renting. It will not be hard for the landlord to figure out that you are subletting, and you might end up getting in trouble. Now for the convincing, rule number 1 is, always talk about the upsides. If you can rent the property on Airbnb, so can the landlord himself. You need to make a deal with the landlord that is beneficial for them. So they lease the property to you instead of renting it by themselves. Points to tell an indecisive landlord. Point number 1. Doing rental arbitrage is a full-time business. It doesn't generate passive income like long-term leasing. You should try approaching older people who are looking for some sort of passive income. They are more likely to agree to a fixed long-term lease. You can also reach out to full-time working professionals or business owners. Point number 2, you are more likely to take care of the house than a normal renter. As you are using the property to do business, you will take good care of it to make sure you get better reviews. As having a beat-up property isn't good for business. So telling this to the landlord might instill some confidence in them. Point number 3. You can ensure timely monthly rent. You can tell the landlord that doing rental arbitrage is a full-time business with ups and downs. It doesn't guarantee fixed income at all like long-term leasing. But if they lease it to you, you'll make sure to pay the lease no matter what. Either from the money made after rental arbitrage or from your savings. You need to ensure timely monthly lease payments to gain the trust of a landlord. Thing number 3. The initial cost of starting rental arbitrage in Houston? You can expect to spend anywhere between $3,000 to $10,000. This cost consists of everything including deposit, furnishing, amenities, legal paperwork, and LLC incorporation. But doesn't this contradict the low upfront cost of rental arbitrage? Well, these estimates vary from city to city. It is possible to do rental arbitrage for even less than this depending upon your situation and the type of property you lease. Still, the amount is much less than investing in a new property and getting a mortgage of thousands of dollars. But this doesn't mean rental arbitrage can be done with no or very tight budget. There will be some upfront costs that you would have to bear. Having some extra cash is a good thing to have. It will help pay off the lease in not so profitable months in case bookings don't happen right away. Here is the list of some initial expenses. Expense 1, rental deposits. A rental deposit is going to be one of the first and major expenses. You would need money to be able to sign a long-term lease with the landlord. For that, you will need a security deposit, first and last month rent in some cases. Sometimes you can negotiate with the landlord and use the first month's rent as a security deposit. Expense 2, photography. Do it yourself, iPhones have good cameras. We'll save you some money. Expense 3, cleaning services. This is not a starting cost, but you will end up spending on cleaning eventually. The best way to save money is to do it yourself initially if you have the skills and experience. If you have no experience or you don't want to invest time in cleaning a place, then your best bet will be to hire a professional cleaner. This can cost you anywhere from $50 to $250 depending upon the size and location. Expense 4, furnishing. Most of the time you should always aim to lease a place that is semi-furnished, as someone with a fully furnished home might be doing short-term rental themselves. Also, furnishing a place from scratch can add anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 to your initial capital. Not choosing the right property can make rental arbitrage not so low cost, so choose wisely. If the place is semi-furnished, then your best bet is to shop cheap for rest of the stuff. You can go and find cheap supplies from places like Home Depot and IKEA. Sometimes even Walmart can have a hidden gem if you look closely. Expense 5, legal consultation. Maintaining a professional relationship with a real estate lawyer can be very helpful in the Airbnb business. Airbnb regulations keep changing and you would need some legal guidance on the way to adjust your business accordingly. They can also come in handy if you face any legal issues with a landlord or guests. They can help in damage claims and insurance as well in case of any mishappening. Best areas for rental arbitrage Houston. There are some obvious places that come to mind when thinking of Houston like Southwest Houston, Midtown. You can consider these areas when buying investment properties in the Houston real estate market. Houston's population and employment growth are accompanied by elastic economic growth, which promotes the growth of the Houston real estate market. Midtown promotes the city's Airbnb business. As a real estate investor, given the positive financial metrics of Houston short-term rentals, investing in Airbnb rental properties in Houston is recommended. Number 1. Midtown. According to our Airbtix dashboard, Midtown is the top market to start your rental arbitrage business. There are overall more than 9,948 Airbnb listings, out of which 3,112 are one-bedroom. Monthly revenue for most properties being more than $2,174 a month, with occupancy being more than 44%. Number 2, Washington Avenue. According to our Airbtix dashboard, Washington Avenue is a top area to start your rental arbitrage business. There are overall more than 4,000 Airbnb listings, out of which one bedroom is 1,400. In Houston, where Airbnb helped in monthly revenue for most properties being more than $2,258 a month, with occupancy being more than 45%. Check description to see full stats of Midtown and Washington Avenue. To find stats for your city, click on the link in the description. Thank you.